That Sakhir is not like Beshamai. Yishnal Maim is not Koinu and Kinyin The more the Rav Nachman though, Kasha the Rav Asher Nachman's Medayik in the first Mishnah, Ein Zika, I hear it's Mashmi Yod Ye Zika. The Chitay, maybe you'll tell me, no, really, who are the Afilu Meis? Even if first, the brother that married the Nachri has died. The Yachaka Girus Sarasa. And then first you give your wife a gift. Still will be Muteris when the second brother dies now. Since before he died, he gave his wife to sister the get. So he's only married with to the Nachrius, so there would be Mrs. Yibum. If so, El Zuhi Lamute Mai. What's the lashon of Zuhi? What does the comment exclude? What's the Zuhi? So Mr. says Lamute Konet. I'll tell you a case like this, where your mamish made Yibum, the Yachaka Girish, and then you gave get. Because if your mamish miyabimah, so there's a time when your mamish married together, then she always remained the Tzara Server. Even if you give her get later, that doesn't help. So Mar says it depends. Hanichi Savula Krib Yirmiya Tiyo Matavri, you have to break. That Misha Shanazul Shanazul. That is a stirataka. Fahaitana Sava Misa Mapelis. We have it for Machlekis. Tiyo Misa's Mapel or Nisuin's Mapel. So one Tana holds Misa Mapelis. That means you have to look at the Elvis the way the Yavishas Nafila. Vishas, right before your brother died, who was he married to? If at that time he's only married to one, there's no din tzara server. For Haitana, the other Tanals know, Nisuyu no Yishenu Mapilim. You don't look how the brother was right before he died. Even though your brother before he died gave one of the wives a get. But since at one time, the two wives, they were both married to one brother, she's called a sister in Nochris, and now when your brother dies, both of them are still called the Tsaras Erevam, that just like the sister, the Bino, the Mitzvah Yibum, who went into the Nochris is also the Mitzvah Yibum, even though you already gave a get to the sister. But since at one time you were married to the sister and to the Nochris, and at that time the sister is an Erevam to the other brother, because it's his wife's sister, therefore since at one time there's no Mitzvah Yibum, it remains that way, that she's called the Tsaras Erevam, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So that's the machlokes of Nisuyin or Rishonim Apilim or the Misa Mapelis. So Zui Lamute Konas Ulivsev Girus. Come to teach us not in the case where first you made Konas, you made Nisuyin, and then you gave her get. Ella, but if you want to tell me, Eli Sava Lo Karov, you hold like Karov. The Yoma that says Liyolam Cha Tana, it's always one Tana. The Zu Vietsarf Le Mazukatani, that the Zu Vietsarf Le Mazukatani. Alma Konas Lipsev Girus Sharia, that everybody holds, it's Misa Mapelis. You have to look at the brother how he was right before he died. So Lamute Mai, what's it telling us not like over here? So the Mara says, Akoka Krib Yumis, really, and Echlam, he has told like Krib Yumi Ataka. That holds what? That's Taka Machlaikis, and Mela, one man Yom holds Misa Nisuin, Rory Shayna Mapilim, and one holds Misa's Mapil. The Mara says, now the Rava, Hanichi Savula Krib Ashi. Zuila Mute Meis Bula Girish. He knows like Ravashi is good. Eli Savla Krav Nachman Zuila Mute Mai. He's like Kocha Kravashi Srila. He for sure has told like Ravashi. That's Lamute what? Meis? Bula Girish. That the only time the case is no good is Mamish, the brother, was married to two of them. And then he died. But since he didn't give a get at all, therefore what's called a Tsaras Erva. Ravashi says, Eli Savla Krav Nachman Dien Zika. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough lamed on the base. You have lamed on the base by the Mishnah. V'chulon shohoyu behen kedushin, oy gerushin b'safik. Any time like your brother was married to a wife, that he made kedushin minasafik, or else he was already married and now he gave his wife a get. And it was a suffix if the get is good. So harayelu hatsarois choltos lemis yavmus. There's a case where one brother had like two wives, and one wife was a suffix if it's really his wife or not. Either the doubt is whether the kedushin was chal, or the doubt was whether was the gerushin chal or not. And let's say that wife is an erva to the second brother. Like lemoshel, two brothers married two sisters. Now that sister to the first brother, it's a suffix if she's still married to him or not. And then that brother dies. And he has another wife that's Vadi his wife. So if the first wife, the sister, is Vadi married to him, they're both potter from Mitzvah Yibum. She's called an Erev and a Tzaras Erev. But since we're talking about a case that the Erev itself, the Erev, the sister, is only a suffix, a doubt, whether she was still married to your brother or not. So when your brother dies, Allah is on the second wife, you have to give them chalitza min asafik, but yibum you can't make, because maybe your brother was still married to the sister, and therefore she's an erva, and the other one is a tzaras erva, so yibum you can't make. Now, ketzad safek kedushin. What's the case that we have a doubt whether your brother really married that sister or not? The case is zorak lo kedushin. The Baal threw the kesef kedushin or the shtar kedushin to the isha. Zorak lo kedushin. Safek korav loy, safek korav lo. We have a doubt if the money was more closer to her or was it still more closer to him. So Rashi says we're talking about there's exactly 8 amnes in between them. And then the Rishus Arabim. So the locker is, 4 Amis is your Rishus, and the other 4 Amis is her Rishus. So if this money or the Shtar Kedushin got closer to her than him, so it was in her Dalar Amis, she would be Koina, and then the Kedushin is Chal. But if it was still closer to the Baal, so it never left his Rishus, it did not get into her Rishus, therefore she's not Mekadeshus. So that would be a case we have a Suffolk, when the first brother threw this Kedushin to the sister, was the Kedushin Chal or not? He is Zel Safik Kedushin. Now, Safik Gerushin, what's called the Safik, whether the husband gave his wife a get or not? One case is Kosavik Sav Yodov, that the Baal wrote a get without Edom on it, V'yenol of Edom, he just wrote it his own Sav Yodov. He wrote it with his own signature. The Baal himself wrote up a get with his own Sav and gave it to his wife. And we'll see in the Gemara, that's called the Safik of Gerushin is Chal or not. The Rashi says, "Kasa b'ksav yodoi." The Kaimelon we hold in Gemara Bar Basra that hoitzi yolov ksav yodoi. If they take out his own ksav, his own writing and signature, shuchayiv loy. That like if a malva takes out a star like that, the laver himself wrote it up, and the laver himself says that I owe you money, is goyvim mechasim b'nei chayrin. You have a right to collect from that. Alma, what do we see? Ksav yoda, that's it you have written down with your handwriting, below Edom, even though nobody else signed on it, milsi, it means something. So even though here it's only a shal and dinim amnis, but I says for Kedushin also it's good. It's also called the shtar, gerushin. And we'll see later in the Gemara exactly why. This is one case of a suffix, whether it's a good get or not, where the husband wrote up the get without Edom on it, just he himself wrote it up. Right, or else Yesha Lovedim. There was Edim signed on the Shtar, the get. But V'yein Boizman, there was no date in the get. That's also a Suffolk. Or a third case is, Yesh Boizman, there is a date in the get. But V'yein Boyel Eidechot, only one aid signed on the get. Zel Suffolk Gershon. That's called the Suffolk Gershon, if it's good get or not. And in such a case, again, where the brother originally had two wives. One wife was a sister to the second brother's wife. And then the brother gave that sister a get that's a suffix if she's megareshes or not. And then the first brother died. Since the get was chal, his second wife that he's still married to is mutter to the other brothers. But if the get was not chal, then he was still married to the sister, so the sister's an heir to the second brother. So what did the other wife, is a tzara, would also be potter from yibum. So in such a case, the Mishnah says, you have to give chalitza min asafik, but not yibum. So it says like this now. The Ilu begerishin, but by the case, what's the doubt if the get is chalanat? The Mishnah doesn't say the case of Safik Korav Loi, Safik Korav Lo. Leikatani, the Mishnah doesn't say this case. Like, why not? That would be a partial case. Just like by Kedushin, if you threw the kesef or the shtar to her, Safik, if it's closer to you or to her, that's a doubt. It'd be the same thing by get. If you threw a get to your wife, and we have a doubt whether it's closer to her or closer to you, should also be a Safik Gerishin. For the more of my time, why doesn't it say this case in the Mishnah? So my Rabbi says like this, Isha zu b'cheskas heta l'shukar medis. Like what's going on now? Your brother, the first brother, was married to one sister and to another wife. Now that the brother is married to both of them, really, if the brother would die right now, so both would be part of Yibum. Because one of his wife is a sister to the next brother's wife, so that's an erva. And the second wife is the tzara, they'll both be putter. So right now, before the husband gives his wife a get, they're both becheskas het and l'shuk. They're both becheskas with the ptur of yibum. Now, even if the husband would give her a suffer get, so there'll only be a doubt whether she lost her heter or not. So
the cloud would be Umisofik Atabolu Yisra. Al Tasrena Misofik. If because of a doubt you want to ask her that she can't get married Lashuk, Shalava Din Yibum, then a Sofik don't do it. Like leave her on the Chet Kosoi. When the before the husband died, before he gave her a get, for sure he was married to two wives, to an Erva and to a Tzara. So if he would have died at that point, both of them would be Vadai Potter from Yibum. So now that the husband first gave a Sofik get, so we don't know what to do with the get. Is it called Megureshes, the Erva, that the second wife has the Mitzvah Yibum or not? So Vadim and Asofik, we should say, Al Totsienu Michas Kosoi, and leave her Bechazoka that she had before. That before she was Becheskas Heter Lashuk, now also she's still Mutter Lashuk. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say this case by Gerushin. Sumer says, if so, Amalei Abayom, Ihochi, if this is true, the Kedushin Ami, even in the first case, you have a Sofik, if he gave her a Kedushin or not. Neymar, let's say the same thing also. Ishazu Becheskas Heter Yibum Amedis. Like, what's the case? The first brother had one wife. Onokri is a stranger. Now he threw a test of Kedushin to one and to a sister, that his brother was married to the other sister. So we don't know now if the Kedushin is Chal or not. But his first wife he had, she was like Becheskas Heter Yibum. If the husband would have died at that time, for sure there would have been a Mitzvah Yibum. Now the husband went and threw a Sofik Kedushin to one of the sisters. So it's a Sofik if the first one still has like Mitzvah Yibum or not. So what to say the same Svara? That will Misofik Atabol Yisra Atasrena Misofik. Say the same thing, you have a doubt. If the Kedushin was Chalanat, so Min HaSofik, which is fine, leave her on the Cheskosa that she was before. Before she was the Cheskos to have a Mitzvah Yibum, she still has the Cheskos Yibum now also. So Gemara says no. Hosom Lechumra. Over there we go Lechumra. Like Rashi said, this is a Teret Shinuyahu. Over there by Kedushin, we go Lechumra to say she is Mekadeshes. If she is Mekadeshes, then we said there's no Mitzvah Yibum. For the Gemara, what do you mean Lechumra? That don't do Yibum, but only give Chalitza. For the Gemara, Hai Chumra, the Yosla de Kulahu. No, this Chumra may come to be lenient in another place. Why? Zimnin de Yoselhu, O Mekadesh lo liachoisa. Kedushe Vadai. Maybe he'll go ahead and be Mekadesh the second sister, Vadai. Vinami. Rashi, but the Yosel Hai Rashi says, Mekadesh Besofik, O Ke Mekadesh liachoisa, Shelzu, Shekitche Besofik, Kedushin Vadai. We have to be afraid, maybe the brother first gave Kedushin to one sister, a Sofik. Now, if you're going to tell me now, like we look as if she's not married, the Kedushin is not Chal, so if so, he'll think he's allowed to marry the sister. And he'll go ahead and marry the sister, not Navera, because maybe he's still married to the first one. Vinami even, Zimnin diyosti achar umekadish dol levido. Maybe somebody else will come and marry his first wife. Like if you're going to say they're not married, so we'll think maybe she's like not married. So somebody else will come and marry her. Kedusha Vadai. See, so like, how could you say now the Sofik Kedushin? We say that the Kedushin is not Chal. And therefore, like, it's still a Mitzvah Yibum on the other wife. Because if you tell me now there's no Kedushin, we also have to be afraid, Lechumra. Because the Chumra will mean there's no Kedushin, then somebody else will come and marry her. So Mara says no. Verses. Is a terrorist like. Since we tell the Tzara, the second one, she is not allowed to make Yibum, is Amri Dikama Kedushin, who the Basra allowed Kedushin. So all know that the first one's Kedushin was Chal, and the second one's not Chal. In other words, even by Sufi Kedushin. So we're saying now what? That the first Tzara, true, you can't make Yibum. We ask the Yibum. So why do we ask the Yibum? Because we're afraid maybe the Kedushin was Chal. If the brother married the Erva, so now the Tzara is Potter. So since we say there's no Mitzvah Yibum, that will show everybody that Lamais the Kedushin is Chal, or at least there's a good Sofik Kedushin. That's why there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So since the Kedushin is Chal, people won't come to marry the sister, they won't come to remarry her either. You know, the Basra allowed Kedushin. Tumar says, No, this is all one case. We have to be afraid that what's going to happen here, somebody else, he's going to marry the sister. Or somebody else is going to marry the Sofik Kedushin. And you know what we're going to say? We're going to say Since you're telling the Tzorah, she cannot be miyabein. Samri, you know what people will say? Tikamo kedushin. They'll say the first wife, he was married to the first wife. Like the brother married the first sister. And therefore, udabas rolav kedushin. They'll say, vadai, the second kedushin is not chal. Like if the brother married the second sister, they're going to say for sure that kedushin is not chal. Or else if somebody else came and married his wife, that the first one made a sofik kedushin, they're going to say the first one was mekudesh to her, and the second one is vadei not. Now, and it will be shvel like that, that really it's a sofik, maybe the second kedushin is chal. So the second husband should have to give her a get also. And this may be the kukul that people will think that way. They're going to think that vadei, the first kedushin was chal, and therefore the second one is nothing.